This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money, and our special guest who's been on the show before, financial advisor Roger Gaynor. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations, San Francisco and one in Marin. We want to thank them. They've been a sponsor for, gosh, at least 2 years now. All right. Roger, being a financial advisor, you want to talk about risk. Teach us all about risk.
Well, risk, I think, is one of the most misunderstood things about investing and money and creating financial security. I've always believed that there is no risk until there is. So if you think back in the 90s, okay. Your listeners are old enough for that.
Yeah.
We had this thing called a dot-com boom.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And you could buy anything with dot-com at the end of it in 1997, 98.
Uh-huh.
So there was no risk in dot-com stocks then.
Yeah. Not at all.
We know how that ended, though.
I bought Pets.com and Webvan.
Yes, I remember those guys.
My wife wanted me to buy Pets.com because she liked the sock puppet.
That's right. It was a sock puppet.
Sock puppet. It was really cool. They had great commercials, but a business plan that couldn't make money.
Yeah.
And then back in 2005, if you bought a house anywhere in the United States, you were going to make money, right?
Yeah.
Housing values only went up.
Back then,
but then 2007 and 8 came along, and suddenly we realized there was risk in buying a home. So there's risk out there in a lot of different things, and we tend to forget about this and what can happen if you ignore it. You know, it's the old ignore it.
At
your own peril, that pain in my chest, it'll go away.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's that same kind of deal. So if you look, for example, at the stock market today, there are lots of risk metrics that are increasing to levels in some cases that we haven't seen since 29. That's 1929.
Wow.
And others that are confirming kind of where we were back in early 2007 before you know what hit the fan.
Yeah.
So, but the market went up 400 points yesterday and, the other day. And today it didn't follow through on that. And we see this kind of thing more and more. It's getting very toppy. And by a lot of measurements, there's very little upside left before a correction.
Okay.
And, we can talk maybe in another segment about how monetary policy has made things a lot more volatile. And it's kind of like shooting a patient with adrenaline.
Oh, wow.
You know, to keep that heart pumping.
Yeah,
it keeps it pumping. It keeps it pumping for a while.
Yeah.
That's the key. And we've had these low interest rates and lots of liquidity and easy credit and all this stuff for quite a long time.
Well, and the Fed, didn't they just announce that they're not going to raise interest rates?
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, so this week, that's exactly right. So there were those, and again, I was telling you off the air about my friend who makes money when the stock market goes down. Well, he was buying his whatever the options are that he does yesterday in anticipation of them not doing anything and then the market tanking as a result. Well, they didn't. They held steady and the market didn't tank. Interesting enough. So you won't make you wonder what would have happened if they had done a rate cut. Would it have gone down? Would it have gone up? Does anybody know what?
In theory, it would go up.
Does a rate cut really mean at this point in the business cycle? It means things are getting bad.
Exactly. It seems like they're saying that, the economy isn't quite as strong as we want it to be.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll raise interest rates through the roof if they want to curb. Growth is too much, inflation and all that kind of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Irrational exuberance.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah. when we get back, we're going to get into a couple of emails that we got. Specifically, one has to do with, you know, it's basically with risk. Mm-hmm. You know, based on the question. So that'll be very, very interesting to go into. Let's see here. Before we cut to a break, I do want to make a couple of mentions here. One is for Dr. Keith Cooper. He's a dentist, board-certified specialist who's been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day, or they call it Teeth Express. For dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper DDS at CooperDDS.com. Also, make a mention here for Summer Broadway Under the Stars invites you to experience Best Night Ever. Join them in the vineyards of Sonoma Valley for a festive pre-show picnic with the best of local wine, food, trucks, and music. Check them out at bestnightever.org. Mark and I have gone to a couple of the events. They're fantastic. All right. Let's see here. First trivia question. Again, Roger, if you know the answer, do not answer it until we get back. First trivia question is, which TV show did Tom Hanks appear on for 2 seasons? Let's kind of think of how he got his career started. All right, call 888-912-1190. And the way we're going to do this now for the next 3 questions, if you're the first 3 callers with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. So which TV show did Tom Hanks appear on for the for 2 seasons? So this is probably the first 2 seasons that came out. I still remember this, too. Do you remember the show?
I do. I think so.
Okay. Very good.
I have a guess. Put it that way.
You have a guess. Okay. Call 888-912-1190. Be one of the first 3 callers with the correct answer, and you're going to win that tanning certificate, which, by the way, is worth over $100. Not bad. You get like 5 tanning treatments. Woo-hoo. Yeah, and with the sun coming out, you want to get the tan on before you get
summer.
The tan on. That's it, exactly. All right, so when we get back, we're going to have an email question for Roger that discusses alternative investments compared to traditional ones. All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
This summer, Broadway Under the Stars invites you to experience the best night ever. Join us in the vineyards of Sonoma Valley for a festive pre-show picnic with the best of local wine, food trucks, and music. You'll experience breathtaking performances under the stars with Broadway professionals from shows such as Hamilton, Wicked, Mamma Mia, and more. This season kicks off with the Tony Award-winning sensation, A Chorus Line, followed by 3 more unique musical productions. And it all starts in June. Reserve your tickets now at bestnightever.org.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hanf and our special guest, Roger Gaynor, who's probably going to be joining us like once a month, which is awesome.
Nice.
First trivia question, which TV show did Tom Hanks appear on for two seasons?
Was it Living Color?
No.
No?
It was the one where
he dressed up as a woman. Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies, that's right.
Okay. I thought he was a comedian back then, but...
Well, he was funny in it. Yeah, I can't remember the other guy, but Tom Hanks definitely did quite a career. So, Roger, we're going to ask the email question that came in, and then you've got some information about $12 trillion that I think the audience would like to know about. So email comes in, it says, other than traditional investments, what other investments should I be looking at? Which kind of goes up the alley if you're talking about risk.
Well, yeah, that's a great question, especially right now, because so many of the traditional investments like mutual funds that are based in stocks, bond funds. We talked about bond funds last time I was on the show, and the risk that's building in the bond market. So a lot of the traditional assets, there's in Wall Street, they call it crowding. Too many people can't stand in the same place, right?
Okay.
And because it gets things out of whack. So with our clients, we're looking in other spaces. Right now, we're looking at, for example, an investment in trailer parks, mobile home, and manufactured housing. These are wonderful cash generators. You have diversified income streams. You know, thousands of people are renting spaces, and so you're fairly resistant to recessions. That's really what I'm looking at now. Is sometime in the next 2, 3, 4 years, maybe sooner, we're going to see a downturn in this economy, and I don't think we'll get to all of the reasons why today. So you want to be looking at things that are going to be doing okay when things get rough.
Now, would you look at income opportunities or growth opportunities?
It depends where you are in your life cycle. You know, if I'm 45 years old and entering the peak earning years and I'm bringing home a great paycheck, and what am I investing for? Retirement, and I got 20 years to go. You're investing for growth more than income there, because income might add to your tax burden and other things. So,
well, as Kevin O'Leary says in Shark Tank, I'll steal this line from him, I'm interested in cash flow. I always wanted cash flow.
And at the end of the day, it's all about cash flow.
So
absolutely, cash flow is critical. And it's critical when you're evaluating investment opportunities. You know, that de-risking, you can see it happening in the stock market today. Over the last 6 months since the beginning of the year, we're seeing a rotation. For example, tech stocks are only up about 4% year to date. There's a couple of exceptions to that, like Microsoft. But consumer non-durables, Procter & Gamble, those kinds of companies are up 16% year to date. Utility firms, utilities who are generally pretty staid, they're up 20% year to date.
Well, when interest rates go down, those usually pop up a little
bit. Yeah. So you're seeing this rotation out of financials, out of techs, and into the more conservative stuff.
Okay.
You know,
but
you're still
those are traditional.
You're still in the market.
Because,
and
in the market. Yeah.
In 2008, everything did go down so. I would suggest to your listener that they look at things that do well in late economic stages. You guys have a fund that is probably in a good position at this point, because you're collateralizing these debts, these loans. But even if real estate drops 25%, they've still got collateral.
Well, let's
covers.
Move on to Mark on that. We'll get back to you because I still want to hear about the $12 trillion. But Mark, what do you comment on that?
So Roger was talking about, you know, de-risking, and it's interesting because we talk to a lot of people who own real estate, right? And Many are of the opinion that real estate prices are cresting.
Cresting
is a soft way to say
that. Word.
And if you own real estate and you believe values are cresting, and you're concerned about, do you want to hold it through the next cycle, your real estate? And of course, many people will, right? There's no necessarily reason to sell. It depends on how much leverage you have and depends on what the cash flow situation is like. But there are those who are contemplating, a lot of our investors in the Pacific Private Money Fund have sold real estate over the last year or are in the process of readying real estate to sell because they believe that now's the time to cash out because it's, the property that they're holding is probably not going to be worth more than it is today for maybe the next several years. So if they believe that, one of the ways that you can de-risk but still be invested in real estate to a certain degree is to convert from real estate equity to real estate debt. And that's what we offer at Pacific Private Money is we offer real estate debt investment opportunities. So real estate debt, depending on the loan-to-value ratios and the type of loans you do and the type of borrower you service, can be extremely conservative and can be designed to withstand cycles in the marketplace and as well as dips in valuation, as much as 25-30%. Some of the loans in our fund, for example, are at 50% loan to today's value. Many are higher as well, but the weighted average loan to value in our portfolio of California, mostly California mortgages, is about 60%. So it's designed to withstand and make it through the next cycle, yet still pay out a relatively predictable and consistent yield, which right now on a trailing 12-month basis has been about 7.5%. On a distributed basis. Just for more information about the Pacific Private Money Fund, we do the accounting monthly. We make monthly distributions. A lot of funds pay out quarterly. We pay out monthly. That gives you an opportunity if you're a growth investor and you don't need the income, you can have your distributions buy additional shares. And that's called growth investing. And that compounded yield right now gives you anywhere from 25 to 30 basis points more, meaning we're at about 7.8%. Compounded yield for our growth investor. So it's a nice way to take advantage of your real estate profits. Now, of course, when you sell real estate, there's tax issues. Now, you can't 1031 exchange into our fund, but for those of you who believe that, maybe capital gains under a Democrat administration might actually be taxed higher, that's another thing to consider.
That's a good point.
Sell now. Capital gains tax rates aren't horrible. They're not as high as they have been in prior administrations. So anyway, long story short, real estate debt should be strongly considered if you're looking for an alternative way to earn above market returns and yet potentially pad yourself against real estate cycle risk.
Okay. And when we come back, Roger wants to make a comment on that. Mark, how do people get a hold of you if they're more interested in the fund?
Website's pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney, all one word, .com. Or call us 415-883-2150.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And when we get back, Roger, you're going to make a comment about that, and then we'll get into the $12 trillion.
$12 trillion
question
out there that we want a piece of.
Yes, exactly. All right. Here's our second trivia question. What breed of dog is Scooby-Doo? All right. Remember Scooby-Doo? What breed of dog is he? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first three callers who get that correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. It's again, the trivia question is, what breed of dog is Scooby-Doo? Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
Portrayal based on an actual patient experience.
By the time I was 35, I had lost so many of my permanent teeth, it actually hurt to smile. I couldn't get work.
Sandra's dental problems almost destroyed her life, but through Teeth Express, Sandra's missing teeth were replaced with long-lasting, natural-looking dental implants.
This changed my whole life.
Dental implants from Teeth Express for immediate results that leave a lasting impression. For a provider near you, visit teethxp.com.
So for dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com. That's CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and financial advisor Roger Gaynor. Second trivia question was, what breed of dog is Scooby-Doo?
Is he Great Dane?
Yes, he is. Very good.
Got it right.
And you go, oh, Scoop. Right? That was Shaggy, by the way. Okay, so Roger, you wanted to, we had to cut out to break. You want to make a comment about what Mark had said and then get on to the $12 trillion.
What had I said anyway? That was a long commercial break ago.
You were talking about a lot of your savvy real estate investors are looking to de-risk right now. Mm-hmm. That they're thinking that valuations have peaked, and I would tend to agree with that. I talk to a lot of people in commercial real estate, and it really seems like valuations are peaking or even sliding back a little bit right now.
Or maybe you're an apartment owner and you're really just not so sure of all of these...
The rent control thing?
Rent control and tenant rights and all this stuff. Yeah. In fact, Sanderfeld, just we can talk about that a little bit later. Sanderfeld, I read the paper this morning.
That was in there today.
You have to just cause eviction, which makes it, again, puts the onus on the landlord, not the tenant, which is really... there's a lot of reasons to sell real estate.
Well, yeah.
And, regulation, and pricing.
You're seeing apartment valuation, since you brought up apartments.
Yeah.
The cap rates, the amount of income that you can take off of these is really at historically low levels.
Let me add one little tidbit in there, too. What happens when you have to do a lot of repairs and maintenance? How much have costs gone up?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, construction costs.
Yeah, materials are 30% higher than they were just a year ago. Yeah, labor's higher if you could find labor.
And if you're the apartment owner, you don't generally have triple net leases with apartment tenants.
No.
So that's all on you. Yeah.
I'm sending a lot of clients back to their homeowners insurance agents to verify the cost, the replacement cost per foot.
Right. Yeah.
Around here, they're showing $250, $300 a foot.
Not in the Bay Area.
You can't even build a garage for that kind of money right now.
No, that's true.
So
my tent costs more than that. Okay.
There you go. So I was suggesting, I have a lot of clients right now who are seeing those same peaks that Mark was talking about. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we're repositioning them through 1031 into more conservative areas.
Okay.
So say you own a warehouse or a building, you know, that has one or two tenants in it. And if those businesses get in trouble, you're not going to get your cash flow.
Right.
So you can exchange into something that has many more tenants or is recession resistant. So things like self-storage units. So you might be in a couple of thousand self-storage units, and in downturns, actually, they tend to do better because people are storing more stuff and downsizing and moving in together and stuff like that. I mentioned mobile home parks earlier. You know, 10% of our housing stock is mobile home parks.
Oh, is it that high?
Yeah,
wow.
It's that high. And we're only putting about 10 new mobile home parks on the market each year. And more than that are coming off the market. So there's a tremendous demand in these things. You know, when you can go into an area, say in Florida, and if you make $35,000 a year, you can own your own home and, and live there. Medical office buildings, another great option.
Especially
because
for the baby boomer.
Well, people get sick, and, and who's really going to pay the rent? It's insurance companies and Uncle Sam through Medicare. Okay, so you have secure cash flows. So this is a great time to reposition or to get out altogether. As you mentioned, capital gains taxes are lower. So if you didn't want to go through those 1031s, this would be a good time to take that option.
All right. We've been teasing the audience about this $12 trillion question.
$12 trillion. Well, when I opened my computer this morning, I usually review markets on a particular website. And one of the prominent articles that they displayed is that there is now $12 trillion in outstanding debt around the planet that is yielding a negative rate of return.
Now, when you say outstanding debt, what do you mean by that?
These are, you know, what we call it around here, our sovereign debt is treasuries.
Treasury bills.
T-bills, T-bonds,
so bonds,
T-notes.
Okay.
And these are sovereign debt issued by governments around the world.
Now, would you, would it be, let's say, like Venezuela devaluing their, or
no,
is it not that?
Germany is a great example.
Okay.
Germany, their Bund, the notes that their central bank sells are having a negative rate of return. So it's returning less.
Like strictly the coupon rate?
Right. Inflation minus is basically what.
So you can park it in there for safety purposes, but you're going to get less back than you put
in. Hold, hold
you're
on.
Guaranteed to have your value erode. Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. That's a little different than like in Japan. Literally, you would have to pay for them to keep the bank to keep your money. So
it's the same kind of thing.
Okay. But it doesn't actually have a negative coupon rate. You're saying after inflation.
Some have a negative coupon
rate. That's
right. Like
I'm,
in Japan.
Wow. In Japan, yeah.
You know, and then some are very, very close.
Yeah.
And,
like there was a time when U.S. Treasuries were like that for a very short time, like a few days, when things were just going kind of haywire.
Well, and today, you know, you can get more interest on a six-month note or bill than you can on a five-year note.
Okay. So that tells you that interest rates are going down.
Well, it tells you that the bond market is predicting a recession. That's what when we have an inverted yield curve is
what it's called.
Where short-term rates. That's why if you go into the bank now, you can find banks offering you 2% on a seven-month
CD.
CD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so short-term CDs, they're all looking for short-term money because those yields are so high, and people have a tendency not to move the money after the yield goes away.
But generally
speaking, when longer-term investments are yielding less than short-term investments, that's the bond market predicting that interest rates are going to go down and economic activity is going to go down.
Little scary.
Interesting.
There's usually a delay of 12 to 18 months before it spills over into stocks and things like that.
That's always been kind of the typical 12 to 18 months.
$12 trillion. That's just unbelievable.
That's monopoly. That's even more than monopoly money. by the way, Roger, we forgot to give out your information. If people have questions about the $12 trillion or just in general about
well,
it.
How like do I get my hands on some of that?
Or alternatives,
sure. Well, you can go to our website, www.gainerfinancial. That's GAINERFINANCIAL.com.
Okay.
And you can contact us through the website. We also have our blog and podcast up on the website.
Okay.
We'll be actually coming out tomorrow with our newsletter where we're going to talk much more about the specific risks in the stock market. I've never put out a blog post like this in my entire years of blogging. Usually it's financial education, not warnings.
And usually people have to pay $1,000 a month to get on your blog. No, I'm just kidding.
We're giving that away for free.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's like these financial advisors, and we'll look at your portfolio for free.
Yeah.
Well, Roger, thank you very much for that. Okay, we're going to cut to our third trivia question. When we come back, we're going to ask Mark a question that comes in from an email from a listener of an email that talks about the difference between your fund and REITs that are traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Interesting question. All right, third trivia question: which actress played Forrest Gump's mom? Remember the movie Forrest Gump. Who played the actor? Who was the actress who played Forrest Gump's mom? All right, call 888-912-1190. Again, the first three callers with the correct answer are going to win that tanning certificate. 888-912-1190. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time again. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanft and Roger Gaynor. Third trivia question was, which actress played Forrest Gump's mom?
Sally Field.
That's right, Sally Field. Oh, laugh is like a bomb.
Two out of three.
Boy, do I feel dumb.
Yeah, pretty good. That's okay. All right, Mark.
I usually miss all three, so you don't have to feel so dumb.
My wife will make fun of me when I get home.
Yeah. It's okay. All right, an email question comes in. It says, Mark, what are the differences between investing in your fund versus a traded REIT on the New York Stock Exchange?
So a REIT is a real estate investment trust, and there's generally two kinds of REITs, those that are not traded and those that are traded. A traded REIT can act much like a stock, meaning it could go down in value below the share price you purchase it for, as well as go up. And so it in many ways doesn't feel like investing in real estate if it gets if there's that that potential volatility to the share price. Sure. Whereas investing in a mortgage pool fund like the Pacific Private Money Fund, first of all, we don't own real estate in the fund unless we foreclose on a loan, which we rarely do in the fund. But for example, the Pacific Private Money Fund right now is about $50 million in size across roughly 100 real estate loans, mostly in California. And so it's a debt investment option. And we talked a little bit earlier in the show about debt investing in real estate versus equity investing.
Basically,
in real
you're the bank.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. So think of our fund like a mutual fund of real estate secured mortgages. We don't have car loans. We don't have personal loans. We don't have business loans. They're all real estate mortgages. In California, they're technically called trust deeds, but everyone understands what a mortgage is. The big difference really is a real estate investment trust owns the real estate, and a mortgage pool fund like the Pacific Private Money Fund is based on the theory that we lend money out based on a percentage of the value of the property, and we typically solve for 70% loan to today's value or less. And because we're the bank, we're not expecting to lose any money. We're not expecting our share price to drop below the $1,000 a share. In fact, the way our income model works is we price our shares at $1,000 each. That represents money we lend out. We lend out that $1,000 at, say, 9%. That share earns a 9% yield, and then that yield pays the expenses of the fund, and then the profit is paid out to the shareholders. And our average payout for the last 12 months has been about 7.5%, and that's after expenses. That's net to the investor. Another thing to keep in mind, most mortgage pool funds, like the Pacific Private Money Fund, have no load going in or out, meaning there's no fee or offset to your, say, let's say you want to invest $100,000 in our fund. That entire amount goes to work as soon as we activate it in our operating account. And when you go to redeem your account, as long as you leave it in for 1 year, we do have a 1 year hold. Yeah. And there is a penalty if you take it out in less than a year. And in 6 years of the fund's life stream, we've never had anybody pull out their money in less than a year, so we've never had to charge anybody that early redemption fee. But after 1 year, there's no fee to pull your money out or a part of your money out. And people do partial redemptions all the time. So, again, for more information, you know, go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com.
Yeah, a couple of other things I was thinking of is the nice thing about not trading on the stock exchange is your principal pretty much stays the same. You don't have to worry that, you know, you bought it at $1,000 a share and sold at $900 a share because the stock market went down. The other part is, and maybe Roger can mention this, what are generally REITs paying now? There are some mortgage REITs, I believe, that do trade on the stock exchange, but their yields are probably in the 6% or less range, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much so. That's about what you can see in a mortgage or a debt REIT today. The thing about exchange-traded REITs versus private placement REITs, you don't get the tax advantages of real estate. You know, if you want to own real estate and you directly invest in a non-traded REIT, you get all the depreciation and the write-offs and all that good stuff. So the yield is sheltered partially, if not completely.
Okay, that's owning it rather than being in debt. We're talking about being in debt
but,
funds.
But
yeah,
you were talking about traded REITs. You don't get those tax benefits. It's taxed like a stock.
Ah.
Okay, that's the point. Real estate is one of our most tax-advantaged asset classes. Yeah. Yeah. And as soon as you go to those traded REITs, you get all the risks of being in the stock market, right? Mm-hmm. If there's a run, and you sort of touched on it, but a lot of times these things trade at a discount to the actual value of the properties in them. If people are down on the asset class and they just want to run to the exits, you're going to get discounted from what it's actually worth.
Well, that's interesting because on a traded mortgage REIT on the stock exchange, you know, some people like it because they say, well, I can always call my broker and sell it right away. Well, yeah, theoretically, okay. At what price? We don't know. Might be less, might be more. And so I know that there's been some people who say, well, I'd rather do that than Mark's fund because they're thinking liquidity. However, you don't have a problem with liquidity in redeeming shares for people who want to get out. Go into that for a little bit.
Well, it's designed to be, the Pacific Private Money Fund is designed to be a relatively liquid fund. And how do we achieve that? Well, we achieve it by making a types of loans that generally pay off in 5 to 6 months. That's our average turn time for the loans in our portfolio is 5 to 6 months. We don't have a line of credit on the fund now. From time to time, maybe we'll have small lines of credit because we believe in a relatively unleveraged fund for added safety and security features of the fund. But a small line of credit also allows one to pay off redemptions. But really, it's the new capital that's coming in and the payoffs. And thirdly, we also sell loans out of the portfolio from time to time. That allows us to re-lend the money out. We do share the origination fees that we earn through our brokerage with the fund members. So it's a 50-50 split of the origination fees, meaning if we make a loan for $1 million at 9% and 2 points, the fund as a lender gets half of those 2 points or 1 point. So there's actually a yield boost to the fund by selling loans. So there's a lot of different ways we can create liquidity in our fund so that when someone has an emergency and needs to redeem their account or all or a portion of it, we can accommodate them.
Okay.
You know, that's really a good point. You guys designed the fund to be liquid. If you take longer term mortgages and you combine them into a REIT and you add instant liquidity, you've just ramped up the risk.
Yeah.
Because you know, we talked about this last time I was a guest with junk bond funds. It's the same sort of deal.
Yeah.
You have highly illiquid investments and you put them in a liquid wrapper, you increase the debt. I mean, the risk on that asset dramatically because of forced selling.
Well, that's what's good about Mark's fund is with the short-term loans, you're also not subject to big interest rate fluctuations. You're not locked into doing low interest rates. I'll tell you what, guys, we're going to cut to our last commercial break. We don't have a trivia question, but when we come back, we've got a couple of deals of the week. Kind of explain why people would borrow at the rates that they do from Mark's company. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back. Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
My dentures came loose all the time.
When Tom's permanent teeth fell out, dentures didn't work. Then Tom got dental implants from Teeth Express. Long-lasting, natural-looking replacements for lost teeth.
Dental implants changed my life.
For dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff of Pacific Private Money and Roger Gaynor, financial advisor, Gaynor Financial. Didn't have a trivia question, but Mark, if I'm the audience listening in, you're talking about these great interest rates of, 7.5%+, I'm thinking, how can you earn that kind of rate of return? Who would borrow money at that high rate of return when they can get money from the bank cheaper?
Yeah, and people get confused. They go short-term loans. So, what does that mean? And so we'll have to explain that so 40% of our portfolio is loans that are brought to us by mortgage brokers and realtors who have a client. And oftentimes, this is probably the most common situation that we get a loan request for is a homeowner. Lots of equity in their existing home, and they're moving out of town, or they're moving up, or they're moving down. Downsizing is actually, pretty common right now. People are moving into smaller homes. But they, in order to buy that next home, they don't have the down payment in full because it's mostly tied up in the equity of their existing home. So what do they do? Do they sell first and then move to an apartment building or some temporary home and then go out and search for their next home? Or do they have the realtor go out and say, now make offers on homes, but as one of the contingencies will have to be the sale of our existing home?
Sure.
And the good realtor goes, yeah, I'm not interested in doing that because I'm not going to make any money. That'll never happen in this marketplace. So companies like ours, and actually we're one of the few in California at Pacific Private Money that actually will make loans on owner-occupied residences. Most private lenders, most hard money lenders in California only lend to people buying investment property or buying fixing and flipping. But we are licensed and have made pursued a particular business model where, and we really like this business model because the borrowers usually are really strong and the properties are nice, but the need is very unique and it's best. It's the ability for us to provide up to 100% financing to a home buyer on the property they want to purchase and cross-collateralize it with their existing home. And when we do that, because of all the equity that people tend to have in their homes, we can oftentimes solve for 70% loan-to-value or even less. Sometimes it's 60 or 50% loan-to-value between the equity in when you combine the equity in the two homes, even though we're doing so-called 100% financing on the target because it's secured by two properties. There's so much equity in the first property that we're below, usually well below 70% loan-to-value. Why is that such a big deal? You would think, well, banks should do that. Well, guess what? They don't. Banks do not, absolutely do not cross-collateralize. Ask your banker if they will do that. Ask your conventional lender. Ask your mortgage broker. They will all tell you, huh? No, that's not how it's done. One house, one loan. Yeah. That's what the industry does. Even though these so-called non-QM lenders, which is really a fancy new word for subprime, they don't cross-collateralize either. The only lending industry that will take multiple pieces of property as collateral on a single loan, on one loan, is the alternative finance industry, the private, also called the private lending, or used to be called hard money. But that industry of alternative real estate finance providers, private money lenders like Pacific Private Money, we're the only industry that provides this cross-collateralization opportunity. Now, okay, so fine. So we have a realtor or a mortgage broker has a client that needs this solution because they don't want to move twice. They don't want to sell their home first. What ends up happening is they only need our money for a short period of time. We help them buy the target. They prep their existing house for sale. Maybe they remodel it and sell it for a profit, which oftentimes pays for our money. And then their mortgage broker or their realtor will help them get conventional financing to take us out. And our loans get paid off because there's no prepayment penalty anytime between, say, 30 days to a year, with the average payoff about 5 months. So that's that in a nutshell is how we can have a fund that is full of loans that pay off quickly. So for more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Very good. Roger, one more time, how do people get a hold of you for financial questions?
Sure. They can call our office at 415-331-9030, yeah. Or they can reach us through the website at www.gainerfinancial.com. And when you go to the website, if you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter or blog,
you can
let us know through that, and we'll put you on the distribution
list. Perfect. Thank you very much. All right. Here's our thoughts for the day. Do not touch. That must be the scariest thing to read in Braille. And why is it that in bed, it's 6 a.m., you close your eyes for 5 minutes, it's 7:45, but at work, it's 30 minutes. You close your eyes for 5 minutes, and it's 1:31. Oh, it's at 1:30. I'm sorry. It's 1:30, and it, never mind.
Blew that
okay,
one.
I blew that one. I had it written down.
That was close.
But I'm pumped. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be discussing, we're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190, or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.